Get ready to be transformed, inspired, and supremely blessed as you listen to the Word of God from Pastor AB. Prepare your hearts. You'd never remain the same again. God bless you as you listen.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. You know, right here, there are radio waves. That's why if you put on your radio right now and you dial to Rhythm 93.7, you'd hear something. Because they are radio waves. You might not see them, but they are here. All that is necessary is someone to tune in. Are you seeing it? Tune in to that station. Put on the radio. Now, the Spirit of God is here. While there are radio waves here, there are some of us, in fact, all of us, your radio is not on. And so you cannot hear, you cannot pick up the signal. Are you in this place? Yes, but once you put on your radio, you can hear something. The Spirit of God is here right now. Whoever is ready, He's ready for you. He is. You just have to say, you know what? Father, I'm turned on. Turned on. Hallelujah. Turned on. Oh, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Turned on. I like that word. I'm turned on.
I'm turned on.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Wow. At times you think one of the reasons why we have different examples in the Bible of different miraculous things that God did is to show you that He can do anything. He can. He can do anything. And it doesn't have to take time. There are set times. There are some things that will take time, it's true. Some things that would not take time. It wouldn't. And so when you read the Word of God, you realize there are some miracles that just happened. Things just changed. Let me give you an example. You're listening to me, right?
Yes, Pastor.
One day, David was a shepherd boy. He was in the bush with few sheep. That's what the Bible says. It wasn't plenty. Few sheep. He was a shepherd boy. In the morning, he was a shepherd boy. In the afternoon, Samuel came and asked Jesse for his sons. In that afternoon, he was still a shepherd boy. Until they called him. Because Samuel didn't want to sit down until he had seen all of Jesse's sons. They called him. When he came, he was still a shepherd boy. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
That shepherd boy, that if a lion came, he would run. He would not try to save the sheep. He would run. He doesn't want to be eaten. When he came to Samuel, he was still a shepherd boy. And then, in a few minutes, Samuel poured the oil on him. That shepherd boy became a king. And it took a few minutes. Woo! Now, the oil is not about the ororo, okay? It's about the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God came upon him. The Spirit of God came upon him. And in that split second, that boy that was just a shepherd became a king. Not just that. He was one who said, one day, a lion and a bear came to his flock. They took the sheep. They had gone. The lion and bear, they had gone. Do you understand? David came. He didn't see his sheep complete. The shepherd boy would have run away. The shepherd boy would have thanked God that the lion did not take anything. The king chased the lion. And the Bible says, he said, he killed the lion. He killed the bear. How was that made possible? In a few minutes, once Samuel put the oil on him, everything changed. His ability increased. Everything changed. Do you know something? Do you know that that spirit that came on David, you know that spirit, right?
Yes, Pastor.
You know David did not just kill Goliath because he was tough. You know, right?
Yes, Pastor.
Not because he was agile. There was a spirit that came on him. Do you know it is the same spirit that is in this place?
Yes.
It's not a second one. It's not a different one. The same one that knew what he did to David, he can still do it again.
Yes.
As in, and he is in this place. Same spirit. He's here. You just have to be turned on. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That means you are open. That's what I mean. You are open. Someone's life will change today. I mean that. You would remember today as that day that things changed.
Glory!
You change. And Satan is not a factor to God blessing you. The length of time you have spent suffering is not a factor to God changing your life. He doesn't have to change it with the same time that you suffered. Someone can say, I've been suffering for 5 years, and so I expect God to do something in 5 years. Yeah, there are some times you can talk like that, but this service is unique. We are expecting, I am expecting, that there will be an instant change today. Oh, praise the Lord. You know what I'm remembering? I'm remembering John chapter 5. You're with me, right?
Yes, Pastor.
John chapter 5. The Bible says a man had been, let's go there, John 5. You should see it. This is what the Spirit of God told me. He said, if you can believe, I mean, you guys here, not me, congregation plus me, okay? If you can believe in this service for that thing that you think is impossible, it will be done for you.
Amen.
It would, because there is nothing too difficult for him. And stop thinking about time. This is not the service to think it will take 2 months or 3 months. No, this is that time. John 5. John 5. Verse 5. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
If you're there, say, I'm there.
I'm there.
If you're not there, say, wait for me. I read it. And a certain man was there, which had had an infirmity 38 years. Did you hear that thing? Some of you are not 38 yet. So that means your age right now, plus more. This man has been sick. If you were 25 and you came to tell him something can change, you calculate. How old are you, 25? Okay. Add 13 more years. That's how long I've suffered this thing. Look at this. Which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie. So that means that infirmity made him to lie down. He couldn't move. Are you seeing it? He was crippled. He was lying. He wasn't sitting down. He was lying down. You know, there are different types of paralysis. People that are paralyzed, you might not know. Okay? You just know that their face is slanted somehow. So they can't really use that part of their face. Okay? But they can still talk. They can still move around. They can still buy stuffs. They can still insult people. Even though there's a paralysis. And people that are paralyzed, they can't walk. So the guy is always sitting down. But he can still beat someone. So the person that cannot walk, his case is worse. All right?
Yes,
than the person that his face is just affected. Then there are those that they cannot walk, they cannot move, they are just there on the bed. Have you seen people like that?
Yes.
Have you heard of cases like that?
Yes.
I think that one is worse. Now, the Bible says this man had been in that condition 38 years. Interesting. Look at this. Verse 6. When Jesus saw him lie, did you see that Jesus saw him?
Yes, Pastor.
You saw in your Bible, Jesus saw him.
Yes,
that same Jesus is here today.
Yes,
and I mean it. So he's looking at you. He says, when Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, ah, this is your problem, I stay. Is that what the Bible says? He said unto him, 38 years? Ha! It will take at least 5 years for something to happen. Is that what he said?
No.
Look at this. He said unto him, wilt thou be made whole? Are you listening to this?
Yes.
Jesus knew. He knew the man had been there for a very long time. So it's not like, you know, he was guessing. He knew. When he met a man that had been suffering for a long time, he didn't complain about the long time. He just asked him, are you ready? That's the question. Are you ready? Time is not an issue for God. He said he is the beginning and the end. Beginning of time, end of time. Not an issue for him. He came and asked him, are you ready? I said, that same Jesus is here today. He's looking at you. And he's wondering, are you ready? For what? For whatever you want. It could be financial, it could be healing, salvation from a problem, okay, wisdom. Let's finish this. Verse 6, when Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered, verse 7, I read again. The impotent man answered him, sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another stepped down before me. Praise the Lord. So Jesus is saying, are you ready? The man says, actually, I've been trying since. Ready for that financial? No, you don't say it. That's how our family have been struggling since. You sound like this man. Let me finish this. I love Jesus so much. Verse 8. Jesus heard what he said. He knew at least the man was expectant. Verse 8. Jesus said unto him, rise, take up your bed, and walk. Verse 9. And immediately, not after 5 minutes, not after 1 month, not the next day, immediately, once Jesus said, get up, something happened to him. Listen, he was lying there not because he wanted to rest. The ability, the thing inside of him that would have made him got up and start walking around was not there. Are you in this place?
Yes.
Have you ever been so tired? You just want to sit down. And then someone says, let's go and play football. You know it's not inside you. That desire to play ball is not inside you. This man was lying down. He was sick. It wasn't just about desire. He couldn't walk. Something had happened to his brain. Are you in this place?
Yes.
Something had happened to his muscles. He had been there for 38 years. We have physiotherapists in this place. If someone starts walking after 38 years, it will not be quick.
Yes.
Are you in this place?
Yes.
Look at this. Jesus said, rise, take up your bed. That means carry load. Who do you know has, some of you, if you wake up from sleep, you can't even carry load. Wake up, they throw pillows. Yeah? Have you ever woken up from sleep and it's like, something is happening to you? This man has been lying for 38 years. Jesus said, rise, carry load, and go. Once Jesus said it, something changed inside of him.
Yeah.
Are you seeing it? That muscle that was weak received strength. That brain, those nerves that had scattered came back together. And you know what? The Bible says it happened immediately. In a split second. Verse 9. And immediately the man was made whole. Ah. Immediately everything in his body that had spots says he was made whole. It was made whole. If it was something that got damaged, it repaired. It was something that was incomplete, it became complete. It was made whole. Immediately. Ah, some of you are a serious Christian. But in terms of finances, it's not just there. You'll be made whole. That means everything will be balanced. Everything. One thing, he is the God of perfection. One thing doesn't have to suffer for the other thing. You can be whole. Let's finish this. And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked immediately. Where did he get the strength to carry his bed? Once Jesus said, be made whole, that thing that was lacking came back to place immediately. I'm wondering what's on your mind. You know, when you come to meetings like this, it's best you think about yourself. As word of God is coming, that thing that is doing you, apply it to that thing. I might be talking about sickness, but yours is different. Like this is about sickness, but your own case is different. So don't be imagining a sick person. Imagine you. Are you in this place? Imagine you. When you go back home, normally when you go back home, your parents say there's not so much money. We are managing. Is it possible that after you leave this place and you go back home, your mom will come and say, that money we've been expecting, they've given us. Yes. They've given us. Your dad will say, that job, someone just called me now for a job. All of a sudden, abundance. Yes. It's possible.
Yes.
It's possible. And it will happen.
Yes.
To happen. A story comes to mind. You know what I'm doing? I'm just trying to open your mind and build your faith with the word of God. A story comes to mind. In 2 Kings chapter 6, the Bible says that, let's go there. 2 Kings chapter 6. 2 Kings. I want you to see it yourself. 2 Kings chapter 6. Maybe you have kidney stones. It's small. It's not big. But they said, come and operate it. But you don't have money. You don't have money. Let me tell you something. Everything can be perfect.
Yes.
You can leave this place, the stone is gone, and the money will come.
Yes.
Are you saying it?
Yes.
The stone doesn't have to be gone and then it still remain broke. No. The stone will come, the stone will go, and the money will come. Second Kings chapter 6, verse 24. Just this story, then we pray. Let me tell you something about spirits, with an example that all of you can relate with. You're Second Kings, Abby?
Yes,
just wait there first. Have you ever seen someone who is mad on the streets? Have you seen them before?
Yes.
If you've seen someone who is mad, let me see your hand. Let's just be sure. You know, somebody I've never seen. Okay. These guys, or ladies, most times they live in the worst condition possible. They're under the bridge. They're eating garbage. At times they have wound. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
And at times when people go to capture them, the strength they have for someone who has been under bridge, not properly clothed, injured, dirty. You know, people say if you eat something that has so and so, it will kill you. The mad guy eats everything. He doesn't even brush. He's on his head, he picks it and eats it. And he's still okay. And when they tried to get him so much strength, the Bible tells us in Mark 5 about that mad guy, that they've tried to chain him, he would break the chains. Superhuman strength. But what happened? What's behind those mad guys' strength? Demons. Demons. Evil spirits. But I want to show you that because an evil spirit is worrying them, they have superhuman ability. They can eat whatever they like. Are you in this place? Under the sun, in the rain, there are some of them, they've trekked from Badagry. They are going to New York. And they are not tired. They just keep going. They just keep going. Demons that cannot be compared to the Spirit of God. So when the Spirit of God, what I'm trying to say is, when the Spirit of God comes into your life and takes over, you begin to notice supernatural abilities. Something that would have taken you months to finish. In 2 days, in 1 day, you are done with it. That beans that you eat, and all of a sudden you can't see road anymore. When the Spirit of God takes over, you can eat anything. Jesus said, nothing shall by any means hurt you, and he is greater than devils. So this service, while we are praying, because we pray, I want you to be conscious of what God can do with your life. Wherever there is a problem, he can solve it. And if you don't have a problem, things can get better. Are you seeing it? Things can get better. 2 Kings 6 verse 24, I'll read it. And it came to pass after this that Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, gathered all his hosts and went up and besieged Samaria. Now Samaria was like Israel then. And a king besieged. That means he blocked the entrance of the city. Are you in this place? It's like Nigeria, they close down all our borders and there are no farmers. That means you'll be hungry because food comes in to the city. All right, verse 25. And there was a great famine in Samaria because there was no food coming inside. And behold, they besieged it until an ass's head. You know what an ass is? A donkey. A donkey's head. How many of you have eaten donkey's head before? Okay. Goat head. Cow head. Praise the Lord. This is where it started. Okay. All right. It says, until a donkey's head or an ass's head was sold for 80 pieces of silver. And the fourth part of a calf of a dove's dung for 5 pieces of silver. Do you know what that is? Pay attention to me. A dove's dung means the feces of a dove. Have you ever seen bird when they defecate? Have you seen the defecate? Like fowl, chicken. You kill in your house, they defecate. They divided that divided that feces into 4 parts. One part, the Bible says, was sold for 5 pieces of silver. That means things were really bad. There was no food anywhere. Now people are selling feces. They are selling donkey's head. It goes about 26. And as the king of Israel was passing by upon the wall, there cried a woman unto him, saying, help, my lord, O king. Verse 27. And he said, if the Lord do not help thee, when shall I help thee? Out of the barn floor or out of the press. So this is the king. He's walking. You're with me, right?
Yes, Pastor.
He's walking. He's walking in his city. And while he's walking, a woman sees him and starts shouting, king, king, help, king. And he knew she was hungry. Because he was hungry. Everybody was hungry. Now she's shouting, help. He says, if God doesn't help you, how do you expect me to help you? But what's the problem? It's like if you're coming back from work and there's no cash with you and there's this neighbor, you know, that once he's standing there, he's standing to tell you, please, help me 200. Normally when you have, you give to him. Now there's no cash. Now some of us, if you're coming and you see him, you pick up your phone. Hello? Hello? And then you go. All right? But this king was smart. There was no phone then. So when the woman called him, king, help, he said, if God doesn't help you, Who am I? But he says, please, I want you to help me. So he says, if God cannot help you, ask God first. All right? Let's finish this. Okay. Verse 28. And the king said to her, what a lady, what's the problem? And she answered, this woman, so she was with another woman. This woman said unto me, give thy son that we may eat him today. I want to show you how the hunger was bad. They were planning to eat their children. So she was there on her own. The woman said, are you not hungry? Say, I'm hungry. Bring your son. He said, give thy son that we may eat him today, and we will eat my son tomorrow. So at least for 2 days, they have food. Imagine you were the king listening to this. Verse 29. So we bought my son. As though he's beans. The boy would have wondered, God. I saw him too, he's not hungry. Verse 29. So we boiled my son and did eat him. And I said unto her the next day, give thy son, because it was a contract. All right, it was a woman that came to meet her. I said, are you not hungry? Bring your son. Let's eat him today. Tomorrow, we will eat my own. So the woman said, oh, that's nice. That's nice. Son for son. So they boiled her son, ate her son. She ate him. And she had mouth and mind to be saying that kind of thing. I can imagine it was Lagos. And she said, and we ate, someone has brought tire. I always wonder. There's always someone with tire in this place. For a year only, there's always someone that comes with tire. It's like he's waiting. All right, look at it. Verse 29 again. So we bought my son and did eat him. And I said unto her the next day, give thy son that we may eat him. Because that's the plan. And she had hid her son. Wicked and wise woman. She ate her own son. She was one, remember, she's the one that came with the plan. It wasn't this lady. She brought the plan to eat this woman's son. Now she has eaten the woman's son. And she went to hide her son. And this woman had the audacity to call the king. Let's finish this. Verse 30. And it came to pass, when the king heard the words of the woman, he rent his clothes. Once he heard it, he tore his shirt. And he passed by upon the wall. And people looked. And behold, he had sackcloth within upon his flesh. Meaning he was so sad. No, it's not even that she ate her son. It's that she wants the king to force this other woman to bring her son too so they can eat the son. Because of hunger, her compassion, not there. She became a carnivore. And the king was so sad. Now, you know, the issue with this is not that God was punishing them. There was an enemy army outside that blocked the gates. He's the king. He should go and fight them. Do you understand? Then, when another country comes to fight you, it's the king that leads the war, and you go and fight. But obviously, he didn't have any plans to fight anything. So, see who he blamed. Verse 31. Then he said, God do so, and more also to me, if the head of Elisha, the son of Shaphat, shall stand on him this day. He's the king. He should be the one to go and fight. Elisha has no business with this. Are you in this place? It's not Elisha that told them to cause famine. At least it was Elijah. He prayed that there would be no rain. Elisha did not pray any prayer like that. He was on his own. But you see, he wanted to blame someone. And he said, listen, God will punish me if I don't cut off Elisha's head today. You know, at times when you're angry, you want to look for somebody to blame. Yes. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
You want to? Have you ever been at home before and you broke plates? Your mom came. So you broke the plate, Abby. You cannot hold it well. You cannot hold it well. Plate that cannot break. You have broken it. How much is your school fees? Remove this plate from it. And, you know, you're sad. You too, you're blaming yourself. Why did you not carry the plate well? What is wrong with you? You're really sad. You accept the blame. Then one day, you're in the parlor. You hear, ka ka ka. You run. Your mom has broken plate.
She looks at you, looks at the plates.
I don't know how they are making these plates nowadays. Very slippery, very slippery. She's not going to blame herself. She will blame the plates. If the plates could talk, you say, madam.
But you see, the need to blame something or blame someone when you're angry. So instead of blaming himself as a king, he decided to blame the prophet.
Let's finish this story. I just want to show you what God can do. Verse 32. But Elisha sat in his house, and the elders sat with him. And the king sent a man from before him. But ere the messenger came to him, he said unto the elders, see ye how this son of a murderer has sent to take away my head.
You see, Elisha was a prophet. He's that prophet that will be in his house and tell you what's happening in Sokoto, and he's correct.
So while he was sitting down with the elders, he knew that the king, and he was serious. When the king said, I'm going to kill Elisha, he was serious. So he knew that the king had sent someone to come and cut his head for something he did not do. Verse 32. So he was talking to the elders. He said, look, when the messenger cometh, shut the door and hold him fast at the door. Is not the sound of his master's feet behind him? So Elisha now planned with the, you know, if you are on your own and you know people, someone wants to come and kill you, and you have people with you, it's one person that is coming to kill you, but you guys are like seven there. You can plan. So he told them, look, that son of a murderer wants to come and kill me. The messenger is coming. Once he comes inside, close the door and push him to the door. Are you seeing it? So even if he brought knife, he will enter the door thinking nothing is happening, and then some people just hold him. And he says, look, his master is behind him. Let's finish this. Okay. Verse 33. And while he yet talked with them, behold, the messenger came unto him, and he said, behold, this evil is of the Lord. What should I wait for the Lord any longer? Go to chapter 7, verse 1. So, I think I skipped something. Okay. Verse 1. Then Elisha said, so now the king has come, the messenger has come, and all his mouth to kill Elisha, the morale has gone. Now he tells Elisha, this thing that is happening to us is from God. It's also from God. The king just could not fight. All right? Well, people like to blame God. So he said, it's from God. And Elisha looked at him. He knew what was happening. I want you to see something. Remember what the Bible said. A donkey's head was 25 pieces of silver. A dove's feces, 1/4 of it, was 5 pieces of silver. Okay, verse 1. Then Elisha said, hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, tomorrow, about this time, shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel at the gates of Samaria. Elisha just said the impossible. It's like, here, you have fuel, the price is now 1,000 naira per liter. And even if you're expecting them to bring it down, you're expecting 900, okay, 950. Then Elisha comes and said, by this time tomorrow, the price of oil has gone 1 naira per liter. Some of you did. Don't worry, you're not alone. Let me show you where I said when Elijah said that. Elisha, verse 2. Then a lord on whose hand the king leaned. So, you know, people were carrying the king. His feet must not touch the floor. So one of the people with the king, when he heard this, look at it, answered the man of God and said, behold, if the Lord will make windows in heaven, might this thing be? So he heard what Elisha said. Elisha said tomorrow. He didn't say next month. And even the tomorrow, he didn't say, okay, tomorrow, a donkey's head will now become 1 piece of silver. Do you understand? That's not what he said. He said, you will buy food for less than a silver. A measure of flour is like 1 bag of rice. He said, tomorrow this thing would happen. And the man listening said, if even if God made windows in heaven, can this kind of thing happen? And then they say, what are you saying? Can't you be realistic? Like you're here right now, and you have an urgent need, and you want to hear, be realistic, to take time. No, it doesn't have to take time. Where the Spirit of God is, time is not a factor. It doesn't have to take time. Let's finish this. And he said, Elijah answered him, behold, thou shalt see it with thine eyes, but shalt not eat thereof. Now what happened? It turned out that what God did, because Elisha said it. Are you in this place?
Yes,
what happened was, four lepers, they were sitting. I'm going to tell you a story because I don't want us to read it. Take time. We can go read it. Chapter 7. Four lepers, they were sitting. Now these are lepers. And the thing with lepers is you should not come close to them. Are you in this place? You should not near a leper. So normally when there was no famine, when there was food, they did not even eat so much because they were depending on what people would throw to them. Do you understand? They couldn't go to the market. They couldn't do any work. So they just waited for someone to come and give them food. Now there is famine, no food. So these lepers sat down and talked within themselves. They started talking. They said, look, if we stay in this place, we will die because there is no food. If we go to, because remember I told you they blocked the city. If we go to where those people are, there is food there. If we go there and they kill us, we will die. If we stay in this place, we will die. It's not better we go there, at least in case we don't die, we will eat something. So they decided that they were going there. And the Bible says, as they journeyed, are you listening to me? As they walked from Samaria to where the armies of Syria were, they were, remember, these are lepers. When you see lepers, their toes and their feet have been chopped off. So that means they were struggling and they were going to where the Syrians were. The Bible says God caused the army of Syria to hear horses. Do you understand? It's like a small child is trying to enter the church, but what we are hearing is siren, ambulance. So the Syrians were hearing horses, but it was just lepers struggling to come. Something happened to their hearing. And the Bible says they didn't just hear horses, they decided, they concluded that, see what happened. Let me tell you what happened now. This thing we are hearing is not normal. Israel has gone to pay Egypt to come and fight us. They decided among themselves that people were coming to fight them, and the Bible says they packed their, they did not even have time to pack their food because they've been there for a long time, so they brought a lot of food. They did not have time to do anything. All of them ran away. By the time the lepers came to the camp, probably saying, please don't kill us, please don't kill us, they went to the first tent. There was nobody, but they saw food. They gathered the food. Let's read it. Verse 8. And when these lepers came to the uttermost part of the camp, I'm talking 7 verse 8, they went into one tent and did eat and drink and carried silver and gold and clothes and went and what? Hid it. And came again and entered another tent and carried dents also and went and hid it. Verse 9. Then they said one to another, they are not doing well. Because they had so many tents there, so many food, so many. Said, we do not well. This day is a day of good tidings, and we hold our peace. If we tarry till morning light, some mischief will come upon us. Now, therefore, come, that we may go and tell the king's household. They said, look, we are not trying. Something good has happened. There is food. Enough food. Are you in this place? There is silver. There is gold. There are clothes. How many clothes can you wear? They said, come, let's go and tell the king. And the Bible says, the king did not believe at first. But by the time they went and they saw that they had abundance, people ran. Have you ever seen when people hear that there might be scarcity of fuel? It has not even begun to be scarce. They just hear, you will see cars from Aguda to Ojo Legba. Because they hear something might happen. Now remember, these were hungry people that were eating their children. And now they have confirmed that there is food in that place. The Bible says they ran. They ran and they went. You know, and when you have excess of something, the price will reduce. Right? When you have excess of something. If everybody on this row was selling watch, wristwatch, this one 5,000, this one 5,000, this one 5,000, this person says, you know what, I'm going to sell my own 4,500. All of them would have to change their price. And then this person says, no, I'm going to change my own 3,000. All of them will have to change their price. They say, no, 2,000, 500, it's free. And so because they had excess things, let's look at this. Verse 18. And it came to pass, as the man of God had spoken to the king, saying, 2 measures of barley for a shekel, and a measure of fine flour for a shekel, shall be tomorrow about this time in the gate of what? Samaria. Now remember, when Elisha said that, there was a man that doubted him. Do you remember? The man said, if God will open windows in heaven, can this thing happen? And Elijah said, you will see it, but you will not partake of it. Do you know what happened to that man? When people heard there was now food, because of his stubbornness, he went to stand by the gates. I don't know what he was trying to do. He was trying to block them. Or say, find a single line, stay on a queue. But have you seen a stampede before? They don't care about you. The Bible says, as the people were running, he was at the gate, and all of them ran on him, and he died. He saw it happen. He saw that there was a lot of food in 24 hours, but he did not partake of it. Why did the Spirit of God tell us this story? If he can change the economy of a nation in a day, how much more you? No, a nation with at least 100,000 people was changed in a day. If we want to be mathematicians, then we should divide 600,000 by 24 hours. Are you in this place? And you know, no, 24 hours by 600,000. So we can measure the time to take one person. If God can change a nation's economy, financial status, in a day, how about your financial status? The problem is, at times, people just think, how will it happen? You're like that man that doubted. And that's why the Bible says, and that's why I told you, the Spirit of God says, once you are ready, he's ready with you. Don't ask how, why, where. I have a question for you. When Jesus told that man that was lame, rise, take up your bed and walk, what was the science behind it? If the man had stayed there and said, how do you expect him to do it? He would not have walked. Are you in this place? He would not have walked. But he followed Jesus' instruction with a smart man. Jesus said, get up. And he did what? He got up. Right now, you might have issues. But for some of you, the issues have already gone. Okay. If you had financial difficulties, you want money. Let me be real now. Okay? Let me be real. You want money. You're okay. You are well. But you need money to hold body and soul together. All right? What if I told you the problem is solved? Someone says, how? Wrong question. Wrong response. If you hear the problem is solved, don't say how. Say, thank you, Jesus. Say, glory! No, think about it. The man had been lying down for 38 years. Jesus said, get up. That man had enough reason to say, how? Why? Oh, yeah, hold my hand. Help me. No. Jesus said, get up. And he stood up. And he started walking. He started walking. Different type of paralysis. Some of you, your health is in paralysis. But Jesus is saying, rise. Take up your bed and walk. And some of you, you're in financial paralysis. That same spirit that came upon Elisha, and he prophesied, and the nation's economy changed in a day. Do you know it's the same spirit that is here today? That means he has experience. Are you seeing it? He has experience. Your case is not unique. He has experience. And you know, with more experience, the shorter it is to do something. Right? If you are working in a company for 20 years, you'll be faster than the person working for just one day. If he has experience and he is the Ancient of Days, how long would it take him to change, to transform, to change things? Oh, I'm full of joy. Woo! Hey! Hey! At times, it's not money you need. What you need is increased ability. There's some of you, if they gave you 1 million naira today, it will finish in less than 2 days. Because you don't have the ability to manage it. But the Bible says the husbandman, he said he would purge you so you bring forth much fruits. Let me tell you something. The best gifts are spiritual ones. Are you in this place? The best gifts. Yeah, sit down. A few seconds. You stand. The best gifts are spiritual ones. Because when it's spiritual, nobody can steal it from you. If I came and give you 2 million, all right? And leaving this place, and someone comes and says, all right, drop it, drop it, drop it. That's the end of that 2 million. Are you in this place? If I came and I gave you gold, and while you were going, you're talking to someone, the gold fell into a gutter. And while you're still looking, someone came and poured cement. That's the end. But when it is spiritual, it enters inside of you. That means if you're in Nigeria, it will be working. If you travel to another country, it will be working. And nobody can steal it. If they want to steal it, they have to carry you. So when God wants to bless you, it is spiritual. That means something changes inside of you. Listen to this. God made Solomon the wisest man that ever lived. And with that, he became the richest man. Did God give him gold? Come on, talk to me. Did he start raining silver from heaven? No. God just said it. He said, wisdom is yours. And the word of God is a seed. When God said it, it entered inside of him. If he had small brain before, his brain became big. Do you know, at times, all you need is sight. To see things that they are there, but nobody else has seen it. And all you need is just someone to show you that look at that thing very well. Money can come out of it. Speak in other tongues. Rekabaku Saramande Ligredosh.